John Chatim, the commissioner for Duke County, said at least three people were killed and six others injured after armed young men launched an attack on the area Thursday night.
Three people were killed and six others injured are from Duke. We suspect that the attackers came from the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. We identify them through their language. And of course, these are the people we have been having conflict with. They were repulsed by the local youth, but whether they have casualties or not, we do not know.
Commissioner Chatim says although the attackers left Duke County, the security situation remains tense as local armed youth and police are still pursuing the attackers, who are believed to have disappeared into the bush.
Yes, sir.
We tell the people of Greater Pibor Administrative Area that we do not have any problem, because we know those who come and commit crimes here are criminals. So I want to remind them that whenever someone comes with a child or cattle that is not theirs, that person should be arrested and taken to court. This is the best way we can end the cycle of crimes.
Jacob Werchum, the Minister of Information in Greater Pibor Administrative Area, denied any knowledge of the attack.
We are not aware of what's happening there in Duke. And there is no, again, any information regarding movement of the youth from Greater Pibor to that side of Duke. Recently, we have informed our youth not to cross the border to go and create any insecurity within the neighborhood.
However, Werchum said that on December 13th, 16th, local youth were killed. Nine others were injured and 12 people, including women and children, were abducted when armed young men suspected of being from Jonglei State attacked the Gumuruk area. Fighting between communities in Jonglei State and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area has been fueled by cattle raiding, child abduction and armed clashes among ethnic groups despite numerous goodwill agreements. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.